And welcome. Welcome to the Talk Sip. I am your host, Elisa Bowens Mercado. Don't forget, each Thursday, I trade in my dance shoes and spend time with you, the listeners. We talk arts, culture, music, much, much more. Well, today, folks, backed by popular demand, we have Politics with Pinsky. Yes, Irving, how are you, my friend?
Great to be here. I'm feeling good.
I'm feeling good, too. And thank you for this wonderful autographed copy of You Are Famous. You are in the local news, the New Haven Register. You were featured in an article January 7th, 2018. And it says a force of nature. So, yes, you are a force of nature and continue success. By the way, I love your vehicles.
My trucks are so cool.
Your trucks are amazing. So,
and my blind watchdog. That's my blind watchdog.
Oh, okay. That's your, his name is
Scouty.
Scouty. I love it. So good. We got to shout out Scouty. So, Irving, yeah, keep doing what you're doing. I really, honestly, this is great. So thank you, my friend. This is going to go up on my wall of fame in the House of Salsa.
Awesome. I'll have a frame put around it for you so it looks good.
Yes, frame. And you brought me a hat. Thank you. So when the weather gets better, I can rock that hat. That's nice and summery. So
amen.
That's good. If you need a good, attorney, Pinsky Law right here, 1-800-YES-4-LAW.
Call me anytime. Even if I can't help you, I'll tell you what to do for free if I can.
You will. Yes, and I've seen that. He does referrals, but contact him first. All right, so you are back for another edition of Politics with Pinsky. So, folks, our phone lines are open. This is a call-in show, so make sure you get to those phone lines, 203-872-7356. We have an enormous amount to cover with the political climate today. And so this segment is called What in the World? Politics with Pinsky, because we're trying to figure out what is going on in the world. Let's start with some news right out of here in New Haven. Our Honorable Mayor Tony Harp was called out by President Trump yesterday, a few days ago, for not attending the mayor's convention or meet and greet with the president at the White House. So what do you think about that? And he specifically mentioned our mayor here, Tony Harp.
Why would Tony go to meet with a pickpocket in his office, right? He's going. It's like Bill de Blasio said, I don't want to go there and get my pocket picked. He's not a fear dealer. He's going to rip me off. And he rips off the cities all the time. Everything with him is Mar-a-Lago and his country clubs and pollute the cities and take away their benefits and go after the people of color. He's a rotten son of a bitch, and now he wants to go after Tony. And Tony's a fabulous mayor who got the murder rate down in New Haven from 36 to 7 a year. That's like a world record for doing good. So he can leave her alone. He can come here and study under her, and then next year he could be an alder in New Haven.
I don't even think New Haven's going to want
an
alder like that. Yeah.
So, I just want to get him out of the White House because he's really that bad.
Well, and he mentioned sanctuary cities. So he obviously has a huge problem with sanctuary cities. And we all know that this great city of New Haven affords everyone
chance to live.
Chance to live and to breathe and to work and to have fair education and have some kind of protection from what we see that's going on in the White House, these days.
Protect the families. He doesn't like families. He left his first three kids and shows up on the front page of the paper with another woman. And then he has a baby with her and he leaves her. And then he marries another woman and has a baby with her. And then he's
Are you talking about the second one or the third?
The second one, he showed up on the front page of the papers while the three kids were at home in Greenwich, and they had a look at it on the front page of the paper. Their father cheating on them in the paper.
On their mother, yeah.
Yeah, on their mother and them. And when they went to school, everybody says, look at your daddy. Look at your daddy. He's cheating on your mother. That's not good.
No, that's not good at all. What I can't get behind is that if Obama had done a...
There's no comparison.
There's not even a percentage that I can give. If he had done a tenth of any of this, we would, he would, they would have found, people would have found a way to get rid of him. My gracious, if our beautiful, and I still call her my first lady, Michelle Obama, my God, how beautiful, how classy, had posed in those trashy pornographic photos like Melania Trump did, just classless, we would not be taught, we would not be sitting here having a conversation.
The dignity of the Obamas, the dignity and the humanity of the Obamas is so infinitely greater than what this man is like, it's incomparable. What in Jewish we have a word, what shmuti is, what garbage, what human garbage. It's not bad enough for him to cheat on his wife. He also has to humiliate them and then insult them and then insult the women he's cheating with and then insult the women that he attempted to rape. And there's 19 of them, so they're all talking about it. There's not 19 liars. None of those 19 have criminal convictions or something. They're right. 19 honest people. And he tried to rape them or grab them in the wrong places, that sexual assault. You know, lock him up.
Yeah. And people probably say, well, why are you mentioning that? I mean, you know.
I'm mentioning it.
You know why we mention it? Because it goes to character. Oh, it goes to judgment. It goes to character.
Hold on.
And character is not one.
We do not want a generation of young boys growing up grabbing women all over the place, in public, in private.
No.
We don't want our next generation to do that.
We don't.
And what we're teaching them is you boys can do this and become president. That's not what we want in this country. We want the opposite. He should be in jail, and then the boys could learn. If I grab a woman and molest her like that, I'm going to jail. That's what we want them to learn.
Exactly. No, that's... It's the morale of
it's humanity.
It's humanity. So he calls our wonderful mayor out and I mean, thank gracious she didn't go, because we are here in New Haven. We fight up and we stand up for racism and misogyny, against racism. And we stand up against, you know, trying to build a wall, getting people out of this country. That's so kudos to Mayor Harp for, I'm sure wherever she was, had a much better platform than sitting and wasting her time.
And getting lied to. It's not like he ever tells the truth for 2 minutes in a row. She would
can't.
Be sitting there listening to his lies. And then when they walked out, he would insult them anyway. He would say, well, I skinned them all. I made all their money for you people in Mar-a-Lago. You just made a lot more money today, people. That's what he bragged about when he passed that horrible tax act. Come on. The guy's totally, totally, totally evil.
Yeah.
Blood-sucking bastard.
Well, you know what? Let's, like I said, the phone lines are open, 203-872-7356. Let's shift. I don't even, you know, when we talk about this White House, we could shift to the left, shift to the right. If I tried to go back 2 weeks ago, it'd be impossible, because 2 weeks news is just probably like long gone. There was some lie or something that came out that was just, you just look at it and you go, okay, again, you know, this is embarrassing now as a country. But now, just a couple of days ago, our government was shut down.
Yeah.
We had a shutdown of our government.
Yep.
Why?
Because he's a deadbeat. He's been a deadbeat in Atlantic City. He was a deadbeat when he had built his buildings, and he's a deadbeat. So he didn't want to pay the soldiers. He didn't want to pay the working people. He didn't want to pay the employees. So he said, don't pay him. He said, I don't care what you do. I want my wall. Give me $25 billion for that wall, which he's not building. Everybody knows he's not building. The laws don't allow him to build it. Even if he tried building it, the reservations on it would stop him from building walls on their land. He's full of N-O-N-S-E-N-S-E nonsense. But he loves theater.
Well, let's talk about why the government was shut down in the first place. We had the Dems and Republicans trying to get a bills passed. The Democrats, I don't know. I think at the end they caved a little bit.
Well, yeah, they caved a little bit. That's for sure, because the public wasn't supporting them as much as they could. However, it comes up again in a few weeks, I think. So it's not like it caved for real.
There was an extension.
But what it was is there's two things. One, as far as I understand, is CHIP, which is medicine for kids and boys and girls. All right, that's still going barely. But that's something they needed. And the other thing is the Dreamers, who are young, basically young people.
Who have been here. Elite,
grew up here.
Right.
Grew up here. They're our neighbors. They're our friends. They're our classmates. They're our doctors. They're our sister-in-laws. They're our sisters. Everything. Everything. And he's acting like they're not Americans, as though he has no duty to protect them, and he just doesn't care. Now, you might say he's doing it because they're brown. They're mostly Hispanic. You might say, I mean, look at the way he treated Puerto Rico.
No, he absolutely is.
Puerto Rico is American citizens, and he's leaving them without water for what? 7 months now?
Right.
He doesn't care.
And there's no electricity on the island, by the way.
He's going to hell. Sorry. He's
going
to hell.
You know, and we, I mean,
if
like,
there is no hell, we're going to make one.
Yeah. We're start digging.
He's bad.
The thing is, and we didn't even go over the, we can't say it on the air, but the it hole comment.
Yeah.
So, of course, it's directed to brown and black and
poor
people.
Oh, wait to hear what I have to say about
he
that.
He said that he wanted more folks from
Norway.
Norway.
Norway has 5 million people. It's smaller than New York City when it comes to population.
Well, Norway, we have nothing against Norwegians.
No, they're fun.
They're great. Those are our brothers and sisters. But if you have a president that says, I would like people that kind of look like, you know, or people from a certain continent, and we clearly know that there's not a lot of us in that place, then that's an apparent slap, you know.
He said the Haitians have AIDS. How's that for slander? I think he said the Haitians all have AIDS, which is a mind-blowing word if he used that, because this is after he promised to be the champion for the Haitian Americans when he was running. I'm your champion. Now he's calling them all full of AIDS. And
he said they come from, they're coming from an whole place.
Yeah, and he said that too. And then on top of that, he also basically insulted all the poor countries that are not like the Caribbean, South America, and Africa, which is 54 African countries. Now, let me show you what he did, which is really incredible. This is nuts. Okay.
Anything, by the way, Irwin, anything he does is not, it is incredible, but not in that good sense. You know, like when kids, when you grow up, you go, something's incredible. Like, wow, he's just
off the charts bad. So listen to what he did. All right. He insulted all the poor countries in the world that don't have it together by his standards.
By his standard, correct.
Now, that's over 100 countries. You have every country, let's say, in Africa, most of the countries in Asia, okay? Mm-hmm. South America has struggles.
Mm-hmm.
Struggles. They don't have the super modern cultures that he likes, clean like Mar-a-Lago.
Right.
So now what he did was he didn't just insult the countries. He insulted them in a way that their soldiers, and that's 100 different armies,
mm-hmm.
100 armies who fight for their country, who would die for their country and their families, are saying to themselves, that president hates my country. He hates me. I hate him. He hates my family. I hate him. Now, he insulted 100 armies, and you don't do that. You don't do that when you're president of the United States. This is a country trying to build a world that gets along.
The melting pot. What happened to the melting pot? But in one breath, he said it whole, and then said he wants people let's get more people from Norway. It makes no sense. And then he wants to build walls, and he just...
He's a hater, and those other armies now hate us. And if you don't think that put a target on our people and our soldiers' back, nothing will. Because when you insult another country and you're the president, those soldiers in other countries look at our people and our soldiers as enemies.
Yes.
And that's a bad thing.
And you know what? He and folks in other countries, we don't know who's listening, and he does not speak for us.
No.
That man does... His approval rate is in the gut. No, his approval rate is an it hole. Okay? His approval rate is in the dumps, in the gutter. And so, no, folks, any president that is sitting, their approval rate, that just lets you know what the country thinks about him. We have no regard. We don't really have high respect for this person who is dividing this country instead of trying to build it up.
He lost the election by 3 million votes, and he's telling everybody he had a runaway win. All right? What a doofus.
Well, I mean, he said that he had the hugely, bigly crowds at the inauguration, and we all saw that. So we know he's delusional. We're going to take a short break. Folks, phone lines are open. I've got some of my friends who literally, I know they are avid Trump supporters. Don't be afraid. I see you guys on Facebook. Call in 203.
Get therapy.
Yeah. 203-872-7356. Politics with Pinsky. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, if you are just joining us, we were just notified by our station manager that Facebook is down. So if you're on Facebook Live, then you probably can't see or hear what we are doing. So we will broadcast this a little later, but keep checking in. We still have another half hour to go in the show. But if you are listening on line, actually, the phone, the number is 203-872-7356. So don't forget, we do have some links that you can click on via the New Haven Independent and check us out there. So we will let you know shortly when we go back. But you know what they say, the show must go on, correct?
Amen.
All right. So I have Irving Pinsky here with me again, Politics with Pinsky. And like I said, so much to talk about. Before the break, we were discussing the wall. We were discussing a few weeks ago, or maybe last week, I lose track of weeks, about, you know, President Trump in one breath saying, you know, there are places, you know, that are it holes, and then he needs more people from Norway, or people that look like people from Norway, or more people from Norway, whatever he said. It was a little condescending and rude, I think, to the citizens and the folks of the United States. So speaking of the wall, we're not paying for the wall.
He says we're not.
We already know what Mexico said.
They used the F word.
Yeah, we can't repeat that on we can't repeat that on air, but we know exactly what the president of Mexico said. And he did drop that F-bomb, and he said, yeah, that's not happening. So I guess when they go back into talks Monday, I guess the dreamers, that's kind of like now and a bargaining tool.
Yes.
You know, so
smart, what you said.
So where are we going from there, Irving? Give us a little background of what hangs in the balance for our dreamers.
Well, what hangs in the balance is that they have to worry that they're going to get taken out in the middle of the night and sent to another country where they don't know how to live. They never lived there before, where people can barely get by as it is. They're going to get taken away from their mothers, their fathers, their daughters, their
children. The father has been here. That story was heartbreaking.
Right, and there's hundreds of those stories, thousands around the country. Plus, don't forget, a lot of times they pick up the wrong person and they throw them out, because how do you identify people when you're in a big rush, when you have all that power? And it's tragic. It's an entire quality of life issue. And not just them. Don't forget their sisters and their brothers lose their brothers. This is not the way a country runs. A country tries to get good people, not bad people.
Right.
And these are really our culture. These are us. And to do this is evil.
It's beyond evil. They're hardworking. They work. 30 years, this father had a family provided, no arrest records. Community the service in his community, never in trouble.
He doesn't care about people if they're American. That's not an issue to him. What he did in Puerto Rico is even worse, I got to tell you, because in Puerto Rico, those are citizens.
They are our
citizens. And he's still leaving them without water and electricity. They're getting bad food.
We have a call. Okay, bad food. Yeah. All right, so we have a call. Welcome to the talk set.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? And who do we have joining us?
My name is Marco Francia.
Hi, Marco. How are you?
Not bad.
That's good. And welcome to Politics with Pinsky, and welcome to the Talk Sip. Marco, what is our segment today? We call it "What in the World." So we want to get your view on what do you think's going on in the White House? How do you think our country is doing in the midst of the political climate?
I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you. I'm trying to get a better connection. Try that once more.
Okay, so Marco, we have a segment once a month. It's called What in the World? Because, you know, politics, we have a president in office, and we have issues that we talk about on the show. So today we're talking about the government shutdown. We were talking about him calling our brother nations it-holes. And then we were just talking about Dreamers. So what's your take on how our president is doing?
Well, I'm a Republican. I'm going to be upfront with you. I'm a Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a few thoughts on that.
Okay.
In regards to his statement regarding Haiti and some other foreign nations,
mm-hmm.
You know, certainly his language and his was not appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think in the context of what he was saying, he was referring to the nations, in my opinion, not the people of those nations. And I think what he was attempting to say mm-hmm. is that the governments are full of corruption. They certainly have issues, and those issues are in contrast to the type of immigrants that we want migrating to this country without the proper checks and balances. It's not mm-hmm. that this country doesn't have an open invitation to anybody from anywhere in the world to mm-hmm. come here, but there does need to be proper vetting. There does need to be the proper protocol followed mm-hmm. when people are coming from other nations to the United States. So I think it's important to realize.
Yeah, and I think we all, as Americans, I think we all agree on that. We just don't want anyone in our country. But I think the nation had a problem. And I think if folks didn't have a problem with this, then it was something wrong. You know, he clearly said, you know, I want more people from Norway, folks that are from Norway that look like people from Norway. But then he it was almost like he disrespected an entire, you know, country, Africa, folks that come over. And guess what? A lot of people from Haiti and Africa don't think their place is an it-hole. We have some places here right in the city of New Haven that some of folks might think it's an it-hole, but guess what? They live in those places. They thrive in those places. So for someone that's representing our country to have that type of response.
Like I said, in the context which he said those remarks, again, as a president, I mean, he's certainly not the most politically correct person. I think he kind of campaigned on that, so people kind of knew what they were getting when they voted him in. And
but does it make it right?
Look at is if we have to get to the bottom of the issue here, the issue is, you know, what are the requirements and what are the pre-requirements to get to this country, and what are we doing as a nation to screen people so that we get the best possible contributors to society when they do get here? You don't want folks, I think, and this is what the bottom line is, and not to say that folks that are coming from Haiti wouldn't be qualified to come here. I mean, there's certainly plenty of folks that would make a great contribution to our society. But there does need to be proper screening and vetting so that we do get those folks that are coming here that are going to contribute and make this a better place.
Right, but don't you think, Marco? Don't you think, as a president, as a person who is leading and trying to bring this country together, don't you think he needs to start being accountable for what he is saying?
I certainly do. And I think something to look at is when these remarks were made, they were made in the middle of a heated debate. And that's if we believe that these remarks were actually made.
Now, they were.
If you look at who the source is, where they came from,
right?
You know, they were in the midst of a bitter dispute over the continuation or non-continuation of DACA. So, you know, it just so happens that the Democratic representation that was in the room at the time states that he said those remarks, you know, coming from the Republican side. And this is a common problem. You know, I mean, you're going to get two completely different stories from a Republican.
Because somebody's
lying.
Somebody was obviously lying. We all know that. So it was either said or it wasn't said. But I'm going to ask you this. In a heated debate, as the president, aren't you the one that's supposed to keep your cool? You're not.
Don't get me wrong. I'm certainly not saying that the language was appropriate if it was said. I'm certainly in agreement that shouldn't have been said if it was, and you know, we can both agree on. But you know, moving beyond that, it just seems like it's a little bit more of political posturing than anything else.
Well, you know what it is? Yeah. I know what I think the problem is from day one. You know, people want to defend him, but people are running out of excuses for this man. You know, in a campaign, you know, Mexicans are rapists and they're robbers. I mean, who says that? So if you ask someone that has a track record for calling people of like all folks, Mexicans are all he said, all Mexicans are rapists and robbers.
Well, no, actually, no, that's not a completely accurate statement.
Well,
he did say that they were that the folks that were coming from Mexico were.
He said rape.
He did not say all of them. What he did say is that some folks that are coming from Mexico are criminals and are rapists, and that's the fact. The folks that are coming here illegally, in many cases, are criminals, and that's why they're coming here illegally.
Nope.
And that's something that you know. And we get into this whole the whole border dispute.
Well, you know the thing is,
yeah. Should there be a wall? Who should pay for it?
There should be no wall. I think we're a melting pot. I just think it's I personally don't think a wall is going to help anything.
I'm the son of immigrants myself, and I certainly understand that this country is made up of the majority of it is made up of immigrants.
Yes, and that's what makes it beautiful.
It's going to continue to be made up of immigrants, and immigrants are going to continue to come here like they are right now today.
But only certain immigrants by Trump's standards. He made it very clear he wants people that look like him to come to this country, and he wants to keep people that don't look like him out.
He never said that. No. I mean, that's your words, not his.
Right.
I certainly don't see that as being in the context of his statements. I certainly don't see that as what he was saying at all. I think it's a misrepresentation.
Well,
and if I thought for a minute that was even remotely what this guy thought, I would absolutely 110%. I would turn a 180 and not support him. But I don't feel.
Marco, and I see, that's why we love having people call the show, because we respect everyone's opinion. But unfortunately, there is a guy with a track record and a history of not paying workers of certain color, of certain race. When someone's out for themselves and out for a certain, he wants the people. Okay, look at his cabinet. There's no color. There is no color in his cabinet. You cannot represent a country and have people that just live. You look to the left and you look to the right of you and just look like you. It doesn't work. It doesn't help. He is running a country. He basically is saying to America, listen, I'm going to do everything in my power to get people that don't look like the bad guys, the people from it holes. I want to make this a pure, all what, how I look like country. And you can't, we've gone too far to go back. We are really, really, really going back.
Well, I hear that a lot, and I don't see that as what the case is. Now, you find a lot of people will attack the president on his position towards women, and it just so happens that the president has,
well, we know he doesn't really like he likes women maybe too much.
he has the highest number of women in cabinet level and senior level positions than any other president in history. So now if you take a president that shows that as
not us.
What his track record is now, And people are saying, well, geez, he's a misogynist or he's done this. I mean, you have to understand that he was a reality TV show star.
Yeah, and I didn't.
you're gonna get someone that's. We have known Trump for years, and it seems like everybody was fine with him, and it seems like everybody was
reality TV. On reality TV. I only wanted to see him on ABC on Sundays. Trust me, I watched that show. That's the only place I wanted to see Donald Trump in action, not in my White House.
But now let me ask you something. We've got the economy right now is booming. The stock market is booming. The unemployment rate is at approaching record lows, at all-time lows.
We know the stock market doesn't just...
Our GDP is over 3% for, I believe, three quarters, or actually now approaching a fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing better fiscally than we have done in a long time.
But who's we?
Certainly there's a lot of things mm-hmm. that need to work on. And I mean, there's a whole nother debate as to who's responsible or who isn't responsible for the, for the boom in the economy. But,
Well, just didn't start with Trump. We economists will tell you that Donald Trump did not, the credit that he's trying to take for the stock market, the surge, that did not happen within the last year. That's not, though, that's factual. He will take the credit for it, but the economy.
That's certainly open for debate. And I mean, I know there's certainly two political viewpoints.
You know why the stock market's booming? You know why?
Excuse me?
We
have Erwin Pinsky here. He's on Politics with Pinsky. So we're going to let him jump in for a second.
It's because he gave all the rights to the corporations. Those are the laws he passed. And the Commerce Secretary he gives all the laws to the corporations and took them away from the people. So if you get screwed by a corporation now, you're really screwed. So they're taking the money from the people and giving them to the corporations. It's not some rocket science. It's not that they love him or they think he's a genius, because everybody knows he's an idiot at this point. He talks like an idiot, he acts like an idiot, and he's a brute. So what the heck?
He took away our rights. Here's the point, is actually money is getting put into the pockets of hardworking Americans. And, we're...
That's easy to say. But it's not true. Not true.
So it is true. And if you look at... Listen, he's not fixing the economy overnight, and he's only been in for just now 1 year. We're just past the 1 year benchmark. And the economy is doing fantastic. I think we need to look at the policies and say, I'm certain that you can look at it and say there's a lot of overregulation when it comes to.
There's a lot of underregulation. Underregulation. He wiped out the laws that protect us from oil spills, and now he's allowing them to put in oil wells up and down the East Coast and the West Coast. He wiped out the laws that protected us. You know how many oil spills we're going to have? But that doesn't count because it's not in the stock market, but that's reality. And we do need good water. He wiped out the laws that protect our clean air and our clean water. Mm-hmm. These are big losses, but they don't count in the stock market, which is one very, very isolated meter. And what he said in that meeting, he said in the context of being president of the United States. And for that, he really proved that he's not only an amateur, he's also a mean person. And that's not what we need. We don't need meanness in the world, because the world will hate us.
I think referring to a government or a foreign nation, that's not an individual.
No, he said all the Haitians have AIDS.
A bad location.
When he said,
people are trying to take this and twist it into, well, he called the people that.
Did he say that Haitians all have AIDS?
This is third party information that nobody can corroborate other than a Democrat.
Republicans admitted it. Stop it. Republicans really admitted it. Lindsey Graham was there. Tim Scott admitted it.
Yeah, they said he said it. The people that are just going to sit back.
That's exactly what it is. It's exactly he said, she said. There's nobody that has any definitive proof other than someone that's trying to tie the DACA legislation or the proposed DACA legislation to our budget, which I think is a problem. And that's something not just that Democrats do. It's something that Democrats and Republicans do. And I think that's a big problem. When they put bills forward, they don't put clean bills forward. They always want to tie in some hidden legislation. Republican that's linked to something else. So on the surface, they can say, hey, we're here trying to put a budget through. No, you're not. You're trying to put DACA through. Let's keep these things clean. And to be fair, it's Republicans that do it. And you know, they'll stand up on their soapbox and they'll claim that they're doing something great. And they'll tie some hidden legislation to it that people don't see on the surface when you start talking about school funding, yeah, you start talking about health care. And then all of a sudden people get upset and they say, well, geez, why are the Republicans voting against health care? They're not voting against health care. They're voting against some hidden legislation.
Have you ever seen a president in America who uses that much hate towards Americans and other people in his daily conversations? He is the definition of a person who exudes hater. And we don't need more hate in this country. We can't even afford it. And he's making people hate people.
You're right, the amount of cops are being killed now.
A lot more cops are being killed because he's causing a lot more hate.
Tumultuous times, and you know, we certainly do need a lot more kinder hearts.
No, we do. We need empathy, more empathy,
humanity.
And like I said, I certainly don't agree with the language if that's something that he said, but I don't agree in the context that it's being portrayed that he said it in referring to the people, he was referring to the country. And if anybody looks at Haiti or some of the nations that he was talking about, you'd be lying if you said that they weren't terrible places with terrible problems and the government is an issue.
But New Haven has terrible places and terrible problems. And the mayor of the city does not get up in front of a press conference and say, the Fair Haven or the Hill or this is their it holes. There has to be responsibility.
Let me ask you something.
Yes.
Would you think that behind closed doors, there's not some rough language staff is getting together all over the country? I don't care if it's in a Democratic office or a Democratic run city. Well, you can go to city halls across the country and you can go to governor's offices across the country and you're going to find some rough language in there when people are talking in private. And if that was said, there's also something else to look at. When you're in the middle of a private meeting and people are swearing, I mean, it's kind of in poor taste to, you know, to run out and try and twist something to fit your narrative when you're in a closed door meeting. You know,
I think what we were talking about earlier in the show, Marco, we were talking about integrity. We were talking about class. We were talking about, you know, people, yes, behind closed doors can have a heated debate and you can say some things, but no one has ever, as a president of the United States in history, attacked a country and called their place that they live in a bad place.
I bet you would be shocked if you actually were a fly on the wall in past administrations and not just the last administration. I'm talking about all past administrations. There's some rough language in there.
No, but this is every week.
Run out of an Oval Office meeting in a private closed door meeting, running to the press to try and further their cause.
When's the last time you've seen a person say so many mean and rotten things in public almost every day as him, as president? I haven't seen any president act like that. And let me tell you, that costs us a lot.
I haven't seen any president attack the way this president's been attacked. The media has
Because they didn't attack 19 women and get caught and get accused of it and then confess about it on videotape and then claim that he didn't do it. But 19 women have accused him. Do you believe them? Everybody believes them except some people who really don't know anything about 19 women with no criminal records who say he did it. And here he is still president. And that's ridiculous.
Well, this is the thing. You know what it's called? I think the word for this administration is accountability. The news is not going to continue to be called fake news.
There's a whole, you know, there's a whole show that can be done on the, you know, the his language or his
and Marco,
demeanor.
We're gonna get my friend. We're gonna get you in one day during Politics with Pinsky because, like I said, we respect everyone's opinion on the show, but we would like you to come, you know, to the show and join us at the table because, you know, like I said, there are people out there that support this president. And there's people out there that just, you know, think that, you know, impeachment is
not
far.
I mean, there's millions of people. There's roughly half the country that supports him. And there's a reason why. And this is the big question. And this is the real issue. Why were people so willing to leave the traditional political person or traditional political candidates? Because they're so fed up, not with Democrats, not with Republicans or politicians. And that's what the problem is. And I'm one of those people. I'm one of those people that's tired with the gridlock in Washington and the day-to-day routine of backroom deals and putting money in pockets. And
Talk about backroom deals.
Yeah, he's a he's a deal maker. He's the art of the deal. That's what he's known for. And so I'm surprised because I would think you will gonna go the other way because you knew when he got into when people knew when he got into office. I don't know what they thought to expect. You would see him on a reality TV show. He came to office. He did exactly what he just talked. Don't forget, he's a narcissist. He's out for himself. He's gonna tell you that he's gonna build a wall, and he's going to tell you what you want to hear. And at the end of the day, as long as he himself and his base, not even his base, because half of his base right now, they have no, their healthcare, game over, done. Half of Trump supporters, you're done. White women that voted for him, the stuff that he's slashing for white women, they're turning their heads going, why did we do this? Now we are in a situation that we can't get out of. Well, so, Marco,
I think what the problem here is that the health care, the original ACA, or what's traditionally referred to as Obamacare, the ACA was a flawed plan from the beginning. And my opinion on that is it should have been scrapped or it should have been reworked.
You never saw a perfect plan in healthcare, did you? Because nobody did.
No.
They're all flawed.
Mr. Pinsky, I agree with you. So that's why I'm saying, I mean, one or two things. Mm-hmm. It either needed to be scrapped and reworked or it needed to be adjusted. But the problem is, and this is where I fault the Republicans, is for 8 years they talked about how terrible the plan was with Obama. And then when Trump is in office and they've got the House, they've got the Senate, they've got everything they need to pass the proper legislation. Nobody's got a plan in place.
Right.
Well, shame on them for not having a plan in place. So a plan in place that they can immediately replace the ACA with.
Well, you know why but there's a reason why there wasn't a plan in place, because the plan that was already up, just because it was called Obamacare, it wasn't that bad. President Trump just wanted to get rid of anything that had Obama's name on it. Let's get rid of it. Let's just get rid of him. Get rid of his care.
If you talk to folks that are blue collar workers that are paying for their insurance, and you talk to the majority of people that are paying for insurance, their insurance went up dramatically, and that was as a result of the implementation of the ACA. And now great that you got millions of people that were uninsured on insurance, but what about the folks? And I know plenty of them that were insured, but now they can't afford their insurance and lost their insurance because they could pay for their premiums. So when your premium goes from $3,000 or $4,000 a year to $12,000 a year, $15,000 a year, $18,000 a year.
Right.
I have a friend of mine that's a trucker that lost his insurance. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, but we talk about health care. We've talked about we had an entire segment on health care.
You need more than one segment on healthcare because it is a problem, and in a nation like the United States, we certainly should have a better healthcare system.
It's universal healthcare. It's overdue.
It goes
in Canada and England. It works much better than we do. And the truth is, we spend so much money on whatever healthcare we use, whether it's Obamacare or before that. We might as well go with universal healthcare. And by the way, if he's growing the economy so much, then we can afford healthcare, so we should buy it. What's he doing with the money? Buying another golf club? The guy is a bizarre outtake.
We do need to do something about healthcare, and it's bad for everybody here because the healthcare system is so overpriced.
We've also got the best healthcare in the world.
It's got a lot to do with the insurance companies and profits from the insurance companies, but it's certainly something that legislation needs to be written and reworked and taken care of. I agree with that. That should be done.
And let me just bring this up because, you know, there have been 11 school shootings or 11 mass shootings or school shootings in 2018. And the president of the United States has not done a press conference to talk about this problem. He's busy talking about building a wall. Now, come on. We've got kids dying. We've got mass shootings, and the president is worried about
violence in this country as a whole. Is an issue that needs to be dealt with, and it needs to be addressed, and it's really not properly.
But shouldn't it come from the president of the United States that there is a serious problem? There have been, I mean, there's school shootings. It's getting to be the norm, but we have someone who would rather talk about how he's going to get money to build a wall and will not talk about mass shootings.
From us. He wants us to pay for it, and then maybe Mexico will pay us back. From us. We're paying for a wall. By the way, you do know that wall will never be built under his administration, because the truth is that it goes through too many reservations and too much private property to get it built. You do know that, right?
Well, we just...
I mean,
is there any way you see that wall being built?
And to be honest with you, whether the wall is built or not, I mean, that for me isn't the real selling point of why I voted for him in the first place.
But it was good show business.
Well, he got a lot of people.
I'm sorry.
No, I said, but when his platform, it was let's build a wall. He got a lot of folks who, I'm sorry, that might have that have hate in their heart or want people that don't look that like them out of their country. That was the base. That was his base.
Well,
and, you know,
no.
And I think it fed.
Certainly. Can you make the argument that there were some people that felt that way? Of course there are. There's hateful people out there. So, yeah, you could certainly make the argument that there were some people that thought, yeah, that's a good idea because of that. But that, you certainly can't make a blanket statement and say that, geez, half the country, there's 60-some-odd million people voted for him. And 60 million people were thinking about building a wall because they want to keep people from Mexico out? No. And this goes beyond just Mexico. It seems as convenient to point the finger at Mexico, but this isn't just about Mexico. This is about illegal immigration as a whole. That means people coming from any other country in the world that are coming here illegally. Now, if you look back decades ago, before the onset of global terrorism and before the onset of all these dangers that lurk around the globe, there's a lot more to be concerned with nowadays than there was years back. Certainly immigration has to conform to
and that's a whole
keep us safe in today's day and age.
And you know,
in a world that is rife with global terrorism. If you look at what's going on in Europe, they've got some serious issues there because they've created their open border policy. They've created that European Union where people are able to you know migrate freely across the entire European Union and go from country to country. It's become a problem.
Well, you know what, and that's going to be our next show. And Marco, we really do invite you to come on the show, my friend, so that you can give your insight and your opinion on how you think the administration is working for the country. And we are completely out of time. My station manager is giving me the cutoff sign. But Marco, thank you so much for calling into the Talk Sip. Irvin Pinsky, thank you for joining me today. I'll send you this link so that you can share it. Folks, don't forget to keep that glass always full. Till next time, stay positive, stay focused.
Thank you.
Marco, thank you.